Hello and welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and today, in honor of Women's History Month, I am here with Jess Snyder, Midgie Moore, Laura Martinson, Tammy Bowman, Maria Bailey, Debbie White, and Jessie Ray. And these are all wonderful local female business owners making their mark in the world right here in Juno. So we learned in the first segment about how these ladies got into business. And we were just having a little bit of conversation on the break that I wish that I had recorded because it was so good. So I'm going to try to recapture some of this. Midgie, would you mind sharing what you said while we were on break?
Okay. So we were talking about just side hustles and things that we've been doing, especially during COVID and the pandemic, to stay in business and just keep our businesses going. And I said that one of the things that motivated me the most was the fear of working for the state, that I don't want to go work for the state and go work for the man. I want to be an entrepreneur. And we all started out to be entrepreneurs because we want to be in charge of our time and our day and our moments and what we do with all of that and create jobs and create opportunities. And the minute that that's taken away from us and now someone else is telling us what to do and how to do it and when to do it is like soul sucking.
Yeah.
And that is death to an entrepreneur. And every single one of the ladies were like, yeah, I totally get it. And it is something that I think that is very much in common with women and especially women entrepreneurs.
And this is Laura. I was taking note about, you know, listening to these stories, and every single one of them had a bit of resilience mixed in there. And I feel like that's such a common theme with women. Every woman entrepreneur I know, you know, something isn't working. And so Midgie used the word pivot earlier. And so you pivot and you create a circumstance that is working. I think that's something that I just love hearing about. It never gets old hearing these stories of resilience. And especially during this pandemic, the one gift that COVID has given us is time. And one of my favorite things that I found that's positive during this time is watching what people have done with it. And especially a group of women like this is just hearing what everybody's done with this gift of time. Because if there's one thing you can't create more of, you know, we can create just about anything, but time is one thing that we don't get a lot of. So in some ways, this has been a gift.
I agree with you. I do. And I think it is definitely a hallmark of the entrepreneur to be able to take something that looks like a negative and turn it into a positive. Absolutely.
I just wanted to say something. This is Jessie Ray. Listening to all those stories, and I was thinking to myself, well, I'm glad I'm not the only one had side gigs to make something work as a crutch until something else works. So I think that's awesome. My mom was like, what are you doing this week? So I'm glad I'm not the only one. So you guys are all pioneer women, and I just really love hearing those stories.
So speaking of pioneers, unless you're just completely reinventing the wheel and doing something that no one's ever heard of, there's someone who has been in the field, someone who started it, someone who most of us would agree that we have, someone that we look up to. And I'm wondering who that is for you, or maybe it's more than one person. Is there like a pioneer, a female pioneer that inspires you or drives you?
This is Tammy. I'd like to say something about that. Actually, my health coaching is a pretty new thing, so I couldn't think of really a pioneer, but being that my job is to help people, I have someone as a little girl, and still to this day, I really admire Lady Diana, Princess of Wales. And I know, no, I'm not even close to being a princess or anything like that, but she broke the rules to be right there with the people and walk alongside them. And that was someone that I've always admired. You know, I think I was 8 years old when they got married. It was a big thing when I was a little girl. But I've just always admired the fact that she was willing to break the rules and do what she felt was best. She's quoted for saying, I don't go by the rule book. I lead from the heart, not the head.
Oh, yes.
And And so I really, really admire her. Musically, however, I also admire Ella Fitzgerald. In my studio here, I've got charts of composers from the 1600s to the present, and the only female on any of these charts is Ella Fitzgerald. Wow. And I'm just like, wow, that's pretty cool. So,
very cool.
This is Laura. So I absolutely love this question, because in the tourism industry, there are countless pioneering women who have been just powerhouses for decades. Unlike any industry I've ever seen, there have been women kind of leading the charge. But the one that sticks out most for me, of course, is my mentor, who is Tonya Cadogan, who owned Caribou Crossings before me. And what I watched her do from when I was a teenager, you know, I went back the other month and I counted how many employees we've had over the last 25 years. And it's over 125 employees.
Wow.
All of them except three are female. So let's say 120 female employees. And Tonya has always led from a place of empowerment. Even before it was a thing, Caribou Crossings has been this incubator for young women. And so if I look at the impact that that's had on 120 women and where they've gone from there, learning from a place of empowerment that, you know, there was no job that was too big. There was no task that was too hard. If you had the drive to do it, you were smart enough to do it, then it didn't matter how old you are. You know, you were allowed to do it. So just today I was down working in the store, and the manager who used to run Caribou Crossings 20 years ago when I was 15 came in to buy some earrings because she was getting ready for another job. And she's still in our circle. She's still in our world 20 years later. And she's another super powerhouse entrepreneur in this town. So I look at the impact that leading in that way has when you come from a place of empowerment, and it is leading from the heart. It's not about ego. It's about lifting everyone up around you. You hear a lot about incubators and business incubators. And I feel like we've had this little special incubator in our own community before that was even a thing. And there's 120 women that will raise their hand and attest to that. And it's been such an incredible learning journey for me to learn how to own a business in that way. And that's pioneering, I think, truly.
Absolutely.
This is Midgey, and what I do with culinary tourism, there's actually no one else in Alaska doing it the way I do it, walking food tours and creating culinary experiences. There are some places around the state that are doing sort of similar things, but I actually was the first one, and so I actually learned from people in the industry. But over the course of the last 6 years, one of the greatest moments was I met my friend Lauren McCabe Herbeck, who owns Local Food Adventures in Oakland. And Lauren is an incredible leader in her community. But she and I, last June, we were friends, and together we managed this small company recruiting food tours and history tours, and we sell them on our website. It's called a microsite. It's a small site specific to this marketplace. But the things that I learn from her almost every day are just incredible. And not only is she my business partner, but she's one of my dearest friends. And we talk almost every day. And it's so sweet to know that we're in this together and that we see each other's vision. We will get on the phone. And I just the other day, I was out of town for a week. And I said, I'm so sorry, I didn't do anything. She said, you were with your grandkids. Stop. Don't apologize. You were with your grandkids. You know, if we just allow each other that give and take. For example, we have a webinar tomorrow because we do roundtables with food tour operators and we do coaching. And we have one tomorrow. And she goes, Midgey, can you lead it? I'm just overwhelmed. I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem. So it's one of those things that having her there is just wonderful. The other one who really actually gave me the kick in the pants to start my business is my best friend, Elizabeth Arnett. And Elizabeth worked for Travel Juno as well, handling destination marketing. And she's the one who told me I needed to quit my job. And I was like, you don't like working with me? But she has just been, not only did she motivate me and encourage me and has been with me every step of the way. She worked for me for the first 2 years as a culinary host because I needed people and I didn't know enough people that I could trust to take people around and see the vision of what we were doing. And she's like, there will never not be a tour because you don't have someone to run it. I will always run it. and she's just always there. She comes down and packs boxes for me for Taste Alaska when we're shipping, and she's just amazing, and I don't know what I would do without her.
Okay. I love every answer that you ladies have given. It's so inspiring because you are doing the work that you're doing, and to know that you have partners and you have mentors and people who are kind of the wind beneath your wings, it's cool to see the trickle down effect. Like, mm-hmm. They're doing it, you're doing it, and I know that each one of you ladies are that person to someone else too. So I'm going to ask this question about challenges that you've had to overcome specifically as a woman in your field, if any.
I do think one of the hardest things for a lot of women, certainly the hardest thing for me, has been trying to balance being a mother and a business owner at the same time. And I'm a relatively new mother. My daughter's only 3, and by far the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life is balancing staying relevant in a super fast-paced environment that's crazy insane, and then being the best caregiver center of this little person's world at the same time, and having kind of a foot in both worlds because they're both so important to who I am. And I think as a woman, you know, there's not as much space for that. It's getting easier and it's getting better, of course, but finding the balance and also being so proud of that and just, you know, being able to just say, yeah, I'm a mom. Hey, I gotta go. Like, sorry, this meeting's really important, but yes. So is my 3-year-old. Yeah. And saying that with the kind of confidence that you don't lose your footing at the same time, and keeping your own sense of self in the middle of all of that. For me, there has been nothing harder I've ever done in my entire life. And I hope there is nothing harder that I have to do, because that's been really hard.
This is Maria. I'm going to totally echo Jessie Ray and Laura. Balancing family and business. And when I first started the Tea House, and I was also working full time for the state. But after 20 years of being with the state, I just knew that it was time. And I have a supportive husband, and he kind of like pushed me and said, you know, we need to just make this move. And so we did, but just trying to figure out how much to dedicate to the business and how much to dedicate to the family. And then also to make sure that I had time for myself was super challenging. And on another note, mentorship. I couldn't find really anyone here in the field of the tea business. So I had to kind of reach out to other people in other states and in other countries just to kind of get an idea, you know, is this really something that I wanted to get into? And capital was also a barrier. And so I ended up just funding myself with the support of my family and friends. And that's how we did it. We didn't go through any conventional loans or anything like that. We just put our money together and we just went for it. Wow.
I just have to say, I applaud y'all, because honestly, I don't know that I would have started my business if I had small children at home. I just don't think I'm that courageous or that good of a mom. I love my kids. They're awesome, but they're all grown up making their own kids. And that made this decision very easy for me. But I applaud you most sincerely, because that is a great accomplishment to be able to balance a business and your children. And Jess, I've known you for several years. And I remember when your kids were little, that's a tough gig. That is a really tough gig. And especially now, I'm assuming some of you are homeschooling and all these new things that have been thrown at you that you weren't prepared for. And I just really applaud you. I know that's got to be just like insanity.
Thanks. Well, yeah, it really is nuts at school and home and work, and just doesn't stop.
So if I start whining, mind me, I have a cat. Okay, that's it. I've got a cat.
I think that's where the conversation about pioneer women becomes so important, because, you know, it's 2021 and what it looks like to be a mother looks so different for me than it did for the generation before me.
Oh, absolutely.
I say it's the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's so much easier for me than it was for the women who did it 20 or 30 years ago. And they did do it, but it wasn't celebrated, and we didn't get to talk about it. We didn't get to say how proud we are that we're working mothers. It wasn't something that you got to celebrate and be proud of in this way. So I think that's one of the most important thing about pioneer women, is to look how far we've come. And I hope that my daughter in 30 years, when she's running Caribou Crossings and I'm on vacation, is having conversations like this that are even easier, and that this, that it won't be the hardest thing she's ever done to be a mother and a business owner at the same time. And so all we can do is keep making it easier for the next ones. And the ones before us have done such an amazing job of that. And I feel like that when we talk about Women's History Month, like, that's what we should be celebrating, because we don't have it easy, but we definitely have it easier. So,
When I was your age, Laura, I was working full time, going to school at night, and I was a single mom. And I didn't think that that was that big of a deal. You know, it's like, this is just life. This is what you do. And it never occurred to me that I was different than anybody else, or it was a challenge. It was just, this is the way it was. And I loved it. I loved being able to provide for my kids that way. I love seeing you with your daughter. I think it's so sweet. And I just love seeing just how young women are accomplishing so much. And I'm really impressed and so proud to be on this panel with all of you.
And on that note, we're just going to take another quick break, and we will be right back.